choir is ready, we're going to stand and let the choir march on in. Amen.
I love to pray. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his name.
what I heard a preacher say the other day, that we have to be willing to change. That the word of God will never change. The message is still the same. Right? That Jesus came, he hung, he bled, he died, he rose again on the third day. But we have to be willing to upgrade our method of delivery. Amen? And I've been thinking about that ever since I heard it, that we're in the 21st century. You know, and I did have a hang up, and I still have a little bit of a hang up about using your cell phones in church, but I understand that in this 21st century, and I have a pretty good phone, I like to think myself, that we've got our Bibles on our phone, and we got access to the World Wide Web on our phone right here. So if you happen to have your phone with you, and if you got a Bible app, then you can look on your Bible app. You know, but I don't want you to be tempted to try to, you know, just slip over and see what Facebook is doing. See what's being tweeted on Twitter. All right? Any of that stuff. And if you happen to be susceptible to that, just make sure that while you're doing that, you let them know that pastor's preaching and this is what he just said. Right? Because sometimes the only Bible that folk will get will be from you. Right? Amen, amen. See, but we know that Facebook is just terrible. Let me put it that way. So don't think that everybody that's on Facebook is doing what thus saith the Lord. Amen. As my pastor used to say, don't let the devil fool you. Huh? He may want to ride, but next time you want to drive. Amen. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, right there in the first chapter, the book of Proverbs is the next book right after the book of Psalms. We know there's 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms, and the very next book will be the book of Proverbs. So if you go to the book of Proverbs on your cell phone, you go to your index on your Bible app and just hit Proverbs, chapter 1, and I'm going to read for you three verses, and I have to read the three verses in order to get to what I want to talk about today. Amen? And also so that we can have some context. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, I'm going to read for you from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'm going to read verses 7, 8, and 9. Amen? Amen, amen. And everybody should be ready. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Verse 9 says, "For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Thus ends the reading of God's most holy and precious word. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. So I want to spend just a few minutes, if you please. I promise I'll stick to my script best I can. From this book of Proverbs, I want to look at the 8th verse. In the 8th verse, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." I want to just talk about this. Mama told me there'd be days like this. I hear somebody out there already. But Mama told me there'd be days like this. Mama have given all of us, I believe, some advice that would later turn out to be true. Huh? See, and you can't say, "Well, how did Mama know that?" Because Mama's Mama. Huh? See? And most of us can still hear Mama's words in our head today. No matter if she said it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years ago, it's still in there.
Amen.
Sometimes you hear me quoting my grandmother, you know, because it's still in there. It didn't make no sense then. Huh? And we were just, okay, But it makes sense now. Oh, that's what she was talking about. Huh? So then we look at this thought that I have about Mama told me that there would be days like this, and we listen to Mama's instructions about life, about love, and about godliness and happiness, but we ignored those parts that Mama was saying that conflicted with our own ideas, huh? That didn't rhyme with our own agenda, huh? So you are also probably among those who stumbled upon life realities years later and had to stop and say that Mama told me there'll be days like this. Now see, I know that some of us probably came up in the church, but you know, there's probably nobody in here. There is nobody in here that's not a sinner. All of us have had our foot caught in the bear trap at one time or another. Huh? And we had to call on the Lord to come get us. Well, I think that we are reminded that in the 60s when I was growing up, and somebody in here already know the group the Shirelles, right? And somebody probably still got that cassette tape, that 8-track in their room. But the Shirelles, my friend, they sang about innocent girls who attempted to fall in love for the wrong reason. Huh? So you can get a history lesson, you young ladies. Huh? So some may remember, and I'm sure we do, was the song they sang was Soldier Boy. Huh? Sister Connie was saying that for me, right? Soldier Boy. And she was saying, "Will you still love me tomorrow?" Huh? But one of the hits that the Shirelles had was a song about advice that the mother would give to the young girls. And you all, some of y'all remember that already, that Mama said there'll be days like this. See, and if you don't have a hard head, you ain't gonna understand that. Huh? Mama said there'll be days like this. When Mama told you there's gonna be days like that, and you just kind of like waved off, and then when them days showed up, and it came back to you, well, you know, Mama told me there'll be days like that, huh? You see, not everybody can relate to ignoring the words of their mothers. I'm gonna tell you why. The strong advice about life, love, and happiness until the time that it comes to fruition, we still just put it in our memory bank. You see, Mama said there's gonna be days like this, and there's two factors that would prove that. You see, generally, the more distance in years that a mother has from her child, in other words, how old Mama is, she's able to pass on advice from her own life experience. For example, a mother that is 25 years older than her children has more life experience to pass on than a mother who is only 15 years older than their child. All right. A mother who has lived 2 decades or more usually has a wealth of experience, huh, in life, love, and happiness to share with those that are following behind her.
Yeah.
Huh? So you see, the second factor is this, is that it has to do with spirituality.
Yes.
For you see, mothers, regardless of their age, who are closer to God, seem to have more wisdom in their advice. And this wisdom is not from their life experience, but from their relationship with God, who reveals life's secrets to her in ways that seem to be mysterious. It's dangerous to ignore a godly mother's advice because the advice is often the result of prayer and revelation directly from the throne of God.
Yes, yes.
A praying mother finds it
difficult to sleep when our children are struggling to find their way in life.
Yes.
You see, there in the solitude of the nighttime, God speaks words of wisdom to praying mothers and gives them insights to share with the children.
Yes.
Oftentimes, this wisdom that comes from God Himself is profound and providing revelation on one of life's mysteries. Sometimes it's prophetic, pointing to outcomes if certain paths are chosen. When mama tells you, no, you ain't going to that party tonight, but then you slip out and go there anyway, then you wind up in trouble. Mama told you there'd be days like that. Huh? You see, if it comes from God Himself, the Bible teaches us the importance of listening to a godly mother's advice. As Christians, we thank God for giving us godly mothers who try to guide us and keep us in the path of righteousness.
Yeah.
You see, and we need to let us keep our words close to our hearts, because the day will come when we'll realize that the truth and the power of mother words and how they had an effect on our lives.
Yes, yes.
The text that we're looking at today, I know that when we read it, it sounded like we were reading the Father's Day scripture. But when you read a little further in that verse 8, it said, for example, that we should not forsake the law of that mother. Mm-hmm. Huh? So when we look at that, this is the wisdom of Solomon talking here, as he advises the young to remember the instructions of their fathers and the teaching of their mothers. You see, in a biblical context, it was the responsibility of the parents to instruct and to teach their children. Each parent had the responsibility to learn and to follow the law of God themselves.
Yes.
Huh? And then both teach and enforce in their homes those things that they have learned about God. When you look at verse 8, verse 8 uses the term instruction and associates that with the role of the fathers. The responsibility of the fathers is to teach the law of God to the family with the authority to command that they be followed. And now you know when you don't follow the rules of the house, usually your mama say, I'm going to tell your dad. Huh? And then he ain't got nothing else to say. He just come in and start swinging, right? Huh? See, way back, daddy used what the razor strap. You know, that was found in the barber shop back then where they sharpened the razors, right? Right? And then he just started using his big old belt. Because all of the daddies wore the big old thick belts, right? And in case there wasn't no daddy in the home, mama just had to resort to whatever she could get. So you got hit with whatever wasn't nailed down. So she can make her point. Huh? See, don't think mama forgot about you in case you didn't do all that. Just when you was about to get that good snore in, here she come. You thought I forgot about you. Verse 9 uses the term law or teachings and associates it with the role of the mothers. You see, their responsibility is to explain why the law of God must be followed. See, in a greater sense, when you look at it, it's the mother's duty to explain the ways of the world to her children, looking at life from the perspective of God's will and His divine purpose. You see, mother's teaching usually become a mixture of repeating the instructions of the father. Now you remember what your daddy told you. Quoting the scripture and a litany of wise sayings designated to guide the young in the matters of life, love, happiness, and godliness. Children are reminded to remember what their mothers have said to them throughout their lives. And when what mothers say reflects the law of God, it will fill the lives of the children with the grace and mercy of God and serve as a source of strength and determination and distinction, or that ornament that we heard about, around their necks for years to follow.
Yes.
You'll notice somebody will say, well, you had some good training. You had some good home training. Because you're acting like you got some sense when you're in the street. Huh? Well, somebody, well, what did mama say? Well, many people remember the teachings and the sayings of their mothers all throughout their lives. You know, they may remember her words as she tried to get them ready for life. In addition, godly mothers not only gave wisdom from their own experience, but also pointed to children to what God would have them to do. Yeah. Well, listen, first of all, mama told me about life. Mothers try to help us understand life. Their teachings are usually reduced to hundreds of proverbs or wise sayings, and sometimes those sayings are something like, never talk to strangers. Now we tell our children about stranger danger. Huh? Don't take no candy from strangers. Huh? Mama would also say stuff like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. See, and I think I might have missed the memo on that, because every time I try to fix something, it just never stay fixed. Fix it even though it don't need to be messed with. Mama would say, don't get the big head. Just when you think you know something, you'll find out that you don't know nothing. You can't eat your cake and have it too. Sometimes you would say, don't stop. Oh, that ain't me. That's somebody else in here. Ain't it?
Yeah, folks.
Not that. I know my ring, that just wasn't it. Mama would say, you can't eat your cake and have it too. And she would have many, many more sayings. And some of those sayings we couldn't repeat today without doing some editing. Huh? Because by the time she got to them sayings, she was a little hot. But as the years roll by, my brothers and my sisters, if we were to write down a catalog of all of these sayings, what Mother had to say on every subject, we could write a book, because she had something to say about everything.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, and you know, we ought to ask the Lord to forgive us for them times when we wish Mama could shut up. Huh? Because Mama was trying to help us. Huh? But there was something wrong with our brain, because we couldn't get nothing in there except what we wanted in there. And just like if we don't line up with God's will, Mama didn't line up with our will, we weren't in.
Yeah.
Until something happened. Well, we enjoy good times that Mama told us surely would come. And they would come if we were obedient and followed some good advice. And when we fall under the pressure of life, or we suffer the betrayal at the hands of our so-called friends, or we experience life difficulties, well, we also find ourselves in the midst of these situations remembering that Mama said there'd be days like this. Somewhere in all of that, we remember her talking to God about the situation. You see, the song says, my mama prayed for me. She had me on her mind. Well, we always on our mama's mind.
Yes.
Huh? And in days like this, we have to remember Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Yes.
Secondly, Mama told me about love. Sometimes, some clearly remember Mother's instructions about matters of love, romance, relationships, and even marriage. We remember how she warned us to choose our mates wisely. Huh? Love passionately, build relationships honestly, and marry for life.
Yes.
Nowadays, folk get married and then they get divorced left and right. then there would be days, we can remember mother telling us when love and romance and marriage would bring both smiles and tears.
Yes.
When relationships get strained, romance will dwindle to a flicker, and despite our best efforts, marriages indeed would crumble. We can hear mother's prophecy as we mumble along our way that mama told me that there would be days like this. Mama said there would be days when we feel that nobody cares, and when sin she would remind us that God cares. His eyes on the sparrow,
yeah,
and he also watches us. Mama said there will be days when we don't have the strength to love and we feel drained. And then she reminded us of 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. She said, but my grace is sufficient for thee, for my life is made perfect in weakness. Mama said there will be days when love and relationships will be filled with confusion and trouble. Can anybody relate to that? And then she reminded us of John 14 and 27, where Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Then he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yeah, mama told me thirdly about joy and happiness. Godly mothers try to explain life issues to their children in ways that will lead them around the pitfalls and the potholes of life. Many feel obligated to help their children avoid the potholes that may cause them to stumble.
Yes.
Mothers try to point their children to lifestyles that would bring them joy and happiness.
Yes.
Mama said there'll be days when we succeed and that joy will abound.
Yes.
She said, we should remember Psalm number 9 and verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. Thou most high God be praised. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise right about now. Mama said there would be days when we find it hard to achieve our dreams. She said that we ought to remember Psalm 37 and verse number 4, where it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Yeah.
True happiness, my friend, come when we do God's will.
Yeah.
Mama said there'd be days when we feel that happiness is taking too long. We live in a right now generation. Well, you don't even have to go in to a restaurant and sit down and eat dinner. You can just pull up to a speaker and tell them what you want and pull around to the window, and there is your meal. Well, that's when Mama told us that Isaiah 40 and 31. There, he said, but they, my friend, that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Well, don't get too impatient. Well, I want you to know, because your good days are right around the corner. So just take your time and don't be in a hurry. Because Mama said there will be days when we stray and lose our joy. That's right, young people. What I want you to know right now, that Mama was trying to let you know that you're not going to be perfect no matter how hard you try. There's going to be days when you're going to be going up a slippery slope. You're going to step in a hole every now and then. But God has provided a way out of no way. And I heard him say that in Psalm number 51, around the 12th verse, that's when she said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. What I'm trying to say is that mama told me, don't give up on this life. Well, whatever you lose, God can help you find it again. Mama said, thank you, mama. Mama said, there would be days when your money would get short, and we can't see our